interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Very happy Wednesday and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast at Keesler Federal Park as the Biloxi Shuckers are getting set for game two of a six-game set against the Montgomery Biscuits. It is game 120 of 136 in the 2024 season for the Shuckers, home game 57 of 67. Shuckers enter today 28-23 in the second half, 58-60 on the year, while the Biscuits enter today 70-51 on the year, 30-22 in the second half. Javik Blake alongside Jim. We're getting sent for first pitch at 6:35 between the AA affiliate of the Brewers and the Shuckers and the Rays AA affiliate in the Montgomery Biscuits. Biscuits took the series opener yesterday by an 11-4 final, and the big thing yesterday was late inning runs for the Biscuits. They scored three in the seventh, four in the ninth, as they scored 11 runs and 11 hits against the Shuckers in the opening game of this series after scoring just 18 runs all of last week at home against Rocket City. But big thing for the Shuckers is they also tallied 11 hits. They scored just four runs off of it, but for a lineup that scored 15 runs over their final four games against Birmingham with just six extra base hits, power got a little bit of an uptick. We saw a lot of balls yesterday hit at above 95 and above 100 miles an hour off the bat. It also included multi-performances from Adam Hall, Xavier Warren, and Ethan Murray, who now has hits in six of his last eight games. Brock Wilkin, a deep double to deep left center off the bat at 105, also snapped a five-game hitless streak. So the Shuckers enter today not only looking to get into a playoff spot, but looking to knot this series up at one. The Shuckers enter today 2.5 games up on the Mississippi Braves and 3 games up on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for first place in the final playoff position and second place in the South Division in the second half. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, and it is a very special pregame interview today. We are joined by possibly the youngest assistant groundskeeper in all of minor league baseball. It is the Shuckers assistant groundskeeper, Jackson Rainey. Joy to talk to him. We catch up with him next on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
We roll on in the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for game two in a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Shuckers back at home, field's looking green, infield's looking great. We're joined by one of the guys who's in charge of all of it. It's the assistant groundskeeper, Jackson Rainey. Jackson, appreciate you taking the time.
Man, thank you for interviewing me, man.
First off, thank you for making this field look so great. A lot goes into it. I know you and Trey are here at almost all hours of the day, all hours of the night. How much work goes into making this field look as green and good as it's looked all year long as we're sitting here for game 120?
Oh, it takes a lot. Even on the off weeks, man, you work. Heck, on the game weeks, you work at least 15 hours a day just keeping it alive. And then on the off weeks, you're just running water and doing all kinds of work and prep work, fungicides, fertilizers, all that, all the good stuff, you know, that makes it look green like that. So it takes a lot.
You're here as the assistant groundskeeper, but really you and head groundskeeper Trey Bowman really work in tandem for everything. What does your daily schedule look like?
On a game day, I'll get here at 7, and he'll get here a little after that, and we'll just start cutting and checking our clay areas, such as our bullpens and our mound and our plate, and just making sure they're good and perfect. That's our big thing, is being perfect, as close as possible to being perfect. And then you have BP set up, and then you just get ready for the game, and then game time happens, and then you get to sit around and drag and have fun, watch baseball, and then afterwards about an hour to an hour and a half of work trying to make it perfect again.
Now that's one of the big things you just mentioned, is dragging in game. We've seen you do everything from push-ups on the field, running around in a hot dog costume. How much fun is it to be able to keep it fun out there? Well, again, like you said, you're working some long hours, some long days, but able to have some fun with it.
Man, you have to keep it fun, because if you don't, you get sad. So that's the big thing we say, is it's hard, it's long, and it's hot. Man, you just got to have fun. That's just the key thing, is just having fun. So you do all these things, run around in a hot dog to push up, just to have fun, man. You got to make your own fun.
Is there a favorite thing you've done that's just weird, wacky, and fun when you're out there dragging or changing bases between innings?
Oh, it had to have been push-ups. I had a good buddy, Kiefer, and we would salute. We would salute, and then we would do push-ups, and we would increase one every day for the homestand. So it was great.
When you're out there, there are players also out there. So were guys looking at you like, dude, what in the world are you doing?
Oh, they would just laugh, and then they'd ask you the next day, hey, what's up with the push-ups, man?
What goes into this field? Obviously a lot, but you're learning and getting all this experience at just 20 years old. You're in your fourth year, probably the youngest assistant groundskeeper in all of professional baseball. How impactful and how incredible has it been to get this experience as young as you are here in year four at 20 years old?
It's to me, and I've seen it to other people that are the same age as me in the same field, I have a very big advantage that this field was so close to home and I could go to school at the same time. So for me, it's made a huge impact on my career, and it's helped me keep my love for it because I was so close to home. So yeah, it's been a huge thing for me.
How did you develop the love for this? Because like you said, you are here basically every waking hour on game weeks, a lot on off weeks as well, including the off season. How do you develop that love for, again, as young as you are, but falling in love with maintaining the grass, maintaining the dirt?
Well, a lot of it is the people that you work with. You work with people in baseball who love just being here every second. Of course, Trey Bowman, he's my big mentor, and he has helped me develop my love even more of keeping this grass as beautiful and just making the designs look amazing and just stuff like that. And you just develop that love every day when at the end of the day you see a kid's smiling face when they see this field for the first time. They're like, oh my goodness, this is awesome.
I spoke with Trey a couple weeks ago. We talked about all the work that went into rebuilding the infield. Another thing that happened this offseason is you two attacked and redid the entire mound as well at this field. What went into that? Because you really built it from the ground up. I showed up to the ballpark one day this offseason. There was a big old hole in the middle of the infield. And a couple weeks later, there was a nice brand new mound.
So what you do is you dig it. You just have to take all that clay out. And then you use about 4,000 pounds of clay. That's just, you build it layer by layer. And you, of course, checking slope and just getting it into the dimensions that you want it, which we went a little bigger than is required because we felt the guys needed it more. And we'd had some comments about it previously. So, yeah.
Is it almost a badge of honor in your field saying, hey, I've helped rebuild an infield. I've helped build a mound. I've helped maintain a field. Do you kind of wear that on your sleeve out there when you're talking to people?
Yeah, but you have to, because you have to take, I mean, everybody should take pride in their work. And I do, especially because we're graded on it by visiting opponents. We love to hear feedback about stuff like that because it helps us get better. And we just want these guys to play on the safest and best service that we can with the time and resources that we have.
We've talked a lot about you doing all this as young as you are, maybe the youngest assistant groundskeeper in minor league baseball, which you're not going to be anymore at the end of this week. You've accepted a brand new job. First off, congratulations. You're going to North Texas to be a head guy over there with the North Texas Mean Green. How much has being here in Biloxi really helped you grow? And much like players, they're getting promoted up AAA in the big leagues. You're getting a little bit of a promotion going up to head things up over at North Texas.
The experience here it's defined my whole career. This will always be a big part of who I am. And it helped me get the job because people in our field know that we can grind and we're going to give the best that we have. So that is this job has given me a lot, just not even just as a resume thing. It has personally as well. It's helped me develop into the person I am today, which I love who I am. And it's just been great for me.
You've done a lot of designs in the outfield, a lot of designs in the infield. What's been your favorite over these past few years?
That's hard. That's hard because, I mean, you come up with stuff like that, and it feels like your child at the end of the day. If I had to pick between two, it's when we did the Mississippi in the middle. We broomed in the state of Mississippi. That was amazing. And the other one was we did some sideways arches with a walk mode path in the middle, and many people don't realize how hard that is. It took probably about 3 hours every day, so it sucked, but it was great just to see the end result. So.
Well, hey, it has been an absolute joy to have you here in Biloxi. Best of luck in your next adventure, and always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers Biscuits coming your way next.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. David Blake alongside you. Shuckers, Biscuits, game two of a six-game set. Game 120 of 136 in this 2024 regular season. And the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers in the Biloxi Shuckers getting set to take on the AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays in the Montgomery Biscuits. Time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. For the Shuckers, they send out the lefty Tate Keener. He's 2-1 with a 3.98 ERA on the season. Today is his fifth double-A start, 20 and a third innings on the hill, 10 walks, 22 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .243 against him. On the other side of things, it's the righty Trevor Martin, who's made 10 appearances, 8 starts, and it's been a tough go of things for Martin in his first taste of double-A, 1-2. With a 6.37 ERA on the season. He's gone 35 and a third innings this year, 13 walks, 27 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .254 against him. Martin, last time he faced the Shuckers, that was the night the Shuckers put up a franchise record 19 runs against Martin in this Biscuit squad as the Shuckers look to even this series at 1 at Keesler Federal Park. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. When we come back, it's the Shuckers and the Biscuits, game two of a six-game set. Comes your way next in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, general manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Two pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Bryant slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
You're home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
It is a Tate Keener start day as the Biloxi Shuckers are getting set for game two of a six-game set against the Montgomery Biscuits. We welcome you inside Keesler Federal Park and the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth as the Biloxi Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits on a gorgeous night in South Mississippi. A little bit of rain rolled through earlier this afternoon, And it has cooled things off a little bit, turned it into a gorgeous night for baseball. 86 degrees and cloudy, wind slightly in from right as the Shuckers take on the Biscuits. Again, in game two of this six-game set, Shuckers 58-60 on the year, 28-23 in the second half. Well, the Biscuits enter today at 70-51 on the season, 30-22 in the second half. The lefty Tate Keener gets the start for the Shuckers, 2-1 with a 3.98 on the season. Today is his fifth start with the Shuckers, his 18th start of the year and 21st appearance between High A Wisconsin and Double A Biloxi. Biscuits lineup is built by Renova Roofing, and it sees the lefty Chandler Simpson in the leadoff spot. Trey Morgan bats second. Carson Williams is in the three spot. Xavier Isaac bats fourth. Dominic Keegan bats fifth. And the order rounds out with Matthew Etzel, Braden Taylor, Tanner Murray, and Drew Baker. Yesterday it was an 11-4 win for the Biscuits in the series opener. Shuckers looking for a little different result today. They got hits last night. It was an offensive showcase. 22 combined hits between the two teams. As the lefty Keener faces the lefty Simpson in the leadoff spot. Wednesday night baseball, Shuckers and the Biscuits. First pitch of the day. Misses off the outside corner, and we're off and running. First pitch today at 6:30, 6 p.m. Central Time. Lefty Keener works out of the stretch with nobody on, and he comes home. It's a called strike. A cutter at 84. And the count evens at 1-1. Simpson this year hitting .355 with a .401 OBP. The pitch. Simpson chops it to second. Murray charges at second. Spears it knee high. Fires to first. One up, one down. And that brings up the lefty Trey Morgan. Time to take a look at the Shuckers starting defense tonight. Ethan Murray, we just met him at second. Ernesto Martinez Jr. commands first. Nick Hale's behind the plate. At short, it's Eric Brown Jr. And at third, it's Brock Wilkin. Shuckers outfield from left to right, Xavier Warren, Adam Hull, and Lamar Sparks. Pitch from Keener is hammered foul by Morgan. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Morgan's hitting an even .400 through his first six games in Double-A, though yesterday was the first time he'd ever gone hitless in a Double-A game. Reached in each of his first five and tallied a hit in all of them. The 0-1 pitch from Keener. Just misses away. Slider at 85. And the count evens 1-1. Keener stands in 6'1", 195 pounds. The 21-year-old from McHenry, Illinois. The 1-1 pitch. Check swing does not go. Slider misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. Keener drafted in the seventh round of last year's draft in Louisville. And he fires home the 2-1 pitch. Morgan takes off the outside corner, and the count runs to 3-1. Walks were the part of the equation that got Keener in a little bit of trouble last time out. He walked five in his start against the Barons. A couple of those came in that final inning of his start. The 3-1 pitch to Morgan. Tries to backdoor a slider and send it's ball four. And Morgan's now reached in each of his first seven games at the Double-A level. It puts a man on with one away for Carson Williams. We're just underway, top of the first inning. One on, one out. And the righty Williams digs in against the lefty Keener. Keener delivers. Williams takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. That was the sweeper at 82 from the lefty Keener. He's a fastball, changeup, sweeper, slider guy. Obviously, being a lefty, a lot of movement to his pitches to begin with. Fires home. Misses up. Bullet slider at 84, and the count goes to 2-0. And Nick Cale quickly calls time and talks to Keener. Umpiring crew today, Elliot Melton is behind home plate. Trey Jester is at first, and Denver Dangerfield is the third base umpire. Cale, just a quick conversation just to calm Keener down a little bit. Keener's thrown 10 pitches, three of them strikes. And the count's a 2-0 to the righty Wooing. 256 hitter this year with a 355 OBP and a team best 815 OPS. The 2-0 pitch. Williams takes a strike top of the zone. Changeup at 84, and the count goes to 2-1. So it's been a tale of two halves this year for Williams. First half, he was terrific. Second half, hitting just 216 with a 685 OPS. The 2-1 pitch. Hammered out to left center. Hall, the center fielder, chases after into the alleyway. He sticks up his mitt, and he makes the catch. That was a liner off the bat at 102. Hall raced back a good bit to grab it. And now two away for the lefty Xavier Isaac. Two outs and a runner on. We're just underway. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Check over to first from Keener, and Morgan's back in time. Shacker's infield shifts over towards first. Brown at short, almost behind second. The pitch, check swing, and he goes around. Bit of an emergency hack on an 86-mile-an-hour slider. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Morgan is not a huge stolen base guy. He's 10 for 12 on stolen bases this year after going 13 of 19 a year ago. The pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. But the Biscuits are a team that's going to run a lot. They've stolen 42 bases in 23 games in August. That's the second most in AA, and the most out of any team in the Southern League. The 1-1 pitch. Isaac rolls it right side of the infield by Murray at second and into right for a base hit. Morgan stops at second. Sparks picks it up and fires it in. Isaac extends his on-base streak to three straight. And now runners in first and second with two away for Dominic Keegan. We're just underway, four batters in the top of the first inning. Keegan's hitting 275 this year with a 360 OBP. Keener delivers. Keegan takes away. Sinker up and away at 92. The count goes to 1-0. Keegan, yet another SEC guy on this roster, the former catcher out of Vanderbilt. The 1-0 pitch. He has a called strike on the inside corner, a sinker at 92, and the count evens 1-1. There's been a lot of fanfare this week in the local media about the guy who's taking his leadoff second in Trey Morgan, former LSU Tiger, national champion last year. 1-1 pitch. He's dribbled foul off Keegan's back, and the count goes to 1-2. Morgan grew up right nearby, went to high school in New Orleans about an hour and a half from here, and then went to college at LSU about 2 to 2.5 hours from here. It depends on how fast you drive. Meanwhile, the former Louisville Cardinal, Tate Keener, trying to work out of the inning. The 1-2 pitch. Keegan takes just up. Sinker at 93. Everybody thought it was strike three on the Shecker side of things, and Keener took four hard steps towards the dugout. Two balls, two strikes, two away. The 2-2 pitch popped up, first base side, foul territory, and it's into the seats. Count stays at 2-2. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Lefty Keener checks second. Now comes home to the righty. Keegan ropes it, third base side foul, rattles around towards the empty Biscuits bullpen, and the count stays at 2-2. Biscuits usually don't occupy that bullpen until about the third or fourth inning. The 2-2 pitch popped up, first base side, foul territory. Kale gives it a look, but it's into the seats. And the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. It's turning into a lengthy inning for Keener. Down through his eighth pitch of the plate appearance and his 23rd of the inning. Both runners lead. The 2-2 pitch. Again called a ball. And Elliot Melton right now not giving the Shuckers any favors here in the top of the first. Keener thought it was strike three again, and the count goes full. Keener steps off, looks at second. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Isaac is at first. Morgan is off the second. Checkers have had some tough luck on 50-50 calls in the past couple of days, home and on the road. The 3-2 delivery. Both runners go. It misses inside ball four, and they're loaded up for Matthew Etzel. Checkers had the fiasco on Saturday night in Birmingham with those 50-50 calls that resulted in acting manager Fidel Pena getting tossed. A tough 3-2 loss against the Birmingham Barons. Tonight, though, still early, two outs. Bases are loaded. Checkers get the bullpen going just in case. Pitch to the lefty Etzel is durable to foul. Front of the Biscuits dugout. The count goes to no balls and a strike. It is Caleb Bowman who has started to get warm. Etzel this year hitting .236, six homers, 20 driven in. The 0-1 delivery. Etzel swings and misses. Slider at 79. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Keener about to throw his 27th pitch of the inning. Trying to work out of a jam. Bases loaded with two away. We're scoreless in the top of the first. Keener delivers. Etzel takes off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. It is quite the big lead over there at third for Trey Morgan. Morgan's not holding him on. But Morgan is taking a bigger and bigger lead, kind of dancing around off that third base bag. Takes a walking lead here and then a step back into the grass. The 1-2 pitch. Etzel fouls it back. And the count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Slider fouled back, and we'll do it again. Keener is about to throw his 30th pitch of the inning. One ball, two strikes, two away. Time is called. The ball got onto the field in center. I don't know how that happened. It leads onto the street. But either way, Adam Hall dunks it over the wall. And the count's at a ball and two strikes with two away. Lefty Keener stares in against the lefty Etzel. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning. Now the pitch. Etzel swings and misses. Dials went up to 93 top of the zone. And Keener strands him loaded. No runs, one hit, no errors, and three runners left on base. We're through a half inning of play, and we're scoreless. Shuckers go to work against Trevor Morin when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Jambic Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Jambic Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. We head to the bottom of the first at Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Shuckers and the Biscuits are scoreless, and the righty Trevor Martin is out to make his ninth start of the year for the Biscuits and his 11th appearance. Martin's 1-2 with a 6.37 ERA, 35 and a third innings, 13 walks, 27 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .254 against him. Ethan Murray occupies the leadoff spot for the Shuckers tonight. Connor Scott bats second, and Brock Wolken bats third, in a lineup built by Renova Roofing. Murray's in the leadout spot, produced the fourth time in 68 starts this season. And he digs in against the righty Martin, who stands in at 6'5", 240 pounds out of Poteau, Oklahoma. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Ethan Murray's hitting 181 this year with a 285 OBP. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. It is a very, very delayed strike call from the home plate umpire, Elliot Melton. You got to wait about 2 to 3 seconds before you're sure either way. The 0-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Murray enters today after a multi-hit performance last night. The 1-2 pitch. Murray takes low and away. Slider at 85. And the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch is a called strike three. And he rings up Murray on the outside corner. 1 away, and the lefty Connor Scott digs in. Scott batting in the 2 spot tonight, rocking the high black socks. First time we've seen him go with the high socks this season. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. One out, nobody on. Martin delivers. Scott swings and misses, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Scott this year hitting .218, 4 homers, 26 driven in, and a .281 OBP, split between Altoona and Biloxi. Altoona, the double-A affiliate of the Pirates. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 94, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Scott with Biloxi, though, is quite the resurgence. .259 hitter, a .779 OPS, about 100 points above league average. The 0-2 pitch. Popped up, out beyond third. Braden Taylor, the third baseman, is under it, towards the line, and he makes the catch. Retires Scott for the first out. Taylor's at third. Carson Williams is at short. Tanner Murray is at second. And Trey Morgan is at first. Dominic Keegan's behind the plate in the outfield from left to right. Matthew Etzel, Chandler Simpson, and Drew Baker. Wolken, 209 hitter this year, 14 homers and 45 driven in. The pitch from Martin misses up and in, and it's ball one. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Martin's 1-0 pitch. Wilkin tips it foul off Keegan. The flex off his right leg, down halfway back towards the mound. The count evens 1-1. Wilkin yesterday snapped a five-game hitless streak with a massive double. And one hopped over the wall in left center in his second AB yesterday. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin chops it third base side and foul right by Payne. He took off the skull cap to try and field it like a grounder. And the count goes to 1-2. Checkers fans hoping Wilkin can use yesterday as sort of a launching off point for the final 2.5 weeks of the year. 1-2 pitch, slider hammered, deep to left, Edsel's back and it's gone. Well, there's that launching off point for Wilkin. His 15th of the year makes it 1-0 Shuckers. Brock Wilkin got that thing out in a hurry. He touches home after his 15th homer of the year. Demolishing that thing off the bat at 104 miles an hour. It goes 366 feet and it checkers 1-0. Up comes the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Well, a double yesterday has turned into a home run today for Wilkin. Now the pitch to the lefty Martinez fouled off between his legs and back to the on deck circle. The count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez pops it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Righty Martin delivers home. Martinez takes low and away. Slider at 87. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez swings and misses. Change up off the outside corner at 86. That ends the frame. But not before the Shuckers get on the board and give Tate Keener a run. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 1. Shuckers 1-0 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
After the 15th homer for Brock Wilkin this season, gave the Shuckers a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. We move to the second. Lefty Tate Keener faces the lefty Braden Taylor. First pitch of the inning. Misses up and away for ball one. The Biscuits at the bases loaded last inning. Unable to get anybody home. The 1-0 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. A sinker at 91. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. The Biscuits loaded the bases with two walks and a single, but a strikeout of Matthew Etzel ended the frame. 1-1 pitch. Misses up and in. And the count goes to 2-1. Braden Taylor this year hitting .211, two homers and seven driven in with a .291 OBP. The first round pick of the Rays a year ago out of TCU. The lefty Keener delivers. Called strike on the outside corner, a sinker at 91. And the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-2. It was a lengthy first inning for Keener. 30 pitches, 17 of them were strikes. Keener out of the windup, takes a breath, now comes home. Taylor lifts it foul back to the screen. The count stays full. Matchup of two guys drafted just last year. Keener, seventh round draft pick of the crew back in 2023. He was picked out of Louisville, while Taylor picked out of the Big 12 and TCU in the first round last year. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Sinker top of the zone at 91. Second strikeout of the day for Keener. Now one away for the righty, Tanner Murray. We'll take 10 seconds for Station ID. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Righty, Tanner Murray gets the first pitch, and he swings and misses. And a sinker at 92 from the lefty, Tate Keener. It's a 1-0 Shuckers lead. One out, nobody on in the top of the second. Now the pitch. Lifted towards third. Wilkins spears it and snags it at the ankles. Murray hit that hard off the bat at 87 on the nose. But Wilkins, an easy play to his left. And now two away with nobody on for the righty, Drew Baker. It's a 1-0 Shuckers lead. Two out, nobody on in the top of the second. Baker digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. The lefty Keener comes home. Baker takes off the inside corner. And the count goes to 1-0. Baker is hitting a team-best .295 this year. 41 driven in and a .353 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. Chopped foul into the Biscuits dugout. Third base side and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Baker tips it foul back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-2. That was the changeup at 83 from Keener. Keener's got a very whippy arm action. Almost a little bit like Chris Sale, where he just drags it almost three-quarters across his body. Gets a lot of action on his pitches, especially in and away. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. First base umpire says he does not go around. Keener's almost at the first base line. And the count evens 2-2. Tate Keener has not been happy so far tonight with a couple different calls. And the count's now at 2-2 with two away. Keener delivers. Baker swings and rolls it to short. Brown's there, grabs it knee high, fires to first, and that ends the inning. It's a 1-2-3 second from Keener. We're through an inning and a half. Shackers lead it 1-0. We're back after this in the Shackers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Eric Brown Jr. leads it off for the Shuckers as we move to the bottom of the second. Shuckers lead it 1-0 over the Montgomery Biscuits. Game two of a six-game set. EBJ digs in from the right side against the righty Trevor Martin. Martin's first pitch of the second comes home. And it misses low for ball one. Brown's hitting 188 in the season. Four homers, 37 driven in, and a 272 OBP. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and drives it out to left, but not deep. Edsel comes in on it. Shortstop Williams is out. Now gives way to the left fielder, Edsel, who hauls it in for the out. One away, and up comes the righty, Adam Hall.
Here's a build-up to Adam Hall.
Martin's trying to turn things around at this ballpark. Last time he pitched in this ballpark, it was his fourth double-A start. Gave up seven runs in an inning and two-thirds. Shuckers set their franchise record with 19 runs. Pitch to Hall. He has a called strike one at the knees, a sinker at 92. Shuckers had 19 runs. Eric Brown Jr. had seven runs driven in and two homers. The 0-1 pitch. Hall takes low. And the count evens 1-1. Connor Scott had five RBIs. Darian Miller had three. And you know it's a good night when three different guys in your order have at least three driven in and two have at least five. The 1-1 pitch to the righty Hall. He swings and dribbles it foul. And the count goes to 1-2. Rolls all the way right in front of the Biscuits dugout third base side. Hall enters today. He's gathered a hit in three straight. Tally to hit. Reach base in five straight. 4-for-12 over that three-game hit streak. The 1-2 pitch for Martin is a called strike three. Fastball on the outside corner at 92. And it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Warren's a switch hitter. Digs in at the very back of the left-handed box against the righty Martin. The pitch. Chopped foul. Two hops into the crowd. Off a couple people. And it nestles in between a couple of seats. Everybody's okay. And somebody's got a baseball. Warren's hitting 213 this year. Nine homers. 46 driven in. The 0-1 pitch. Misses away. It's a changeup at 87, and the count evens 1-1. Warren yesterday drove in a run as part of a multi-hit performance. Enters today with a team-leading 46 driven in this year. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and bloops it on the infield to third. Taylor's under it. He makes the catch, and that is a quick and easy 1-2-3 inning for Martin. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the third. Checkers 1, Biscuits nothing. The Checkers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
As Lenny Kravitz leads us into the third inning. Tate Keener's trying to get the Checkers into the bottom of the third, still up 1-0. The lefty Keener faces off against the lefty Chandler Simpson at the top of the order. An amazing song gets us going in the top of the third inning. Javik Blake back alongside him. Checkers 1, Biscuits nothing. And the lefty Keener delivers. Simpson takes a strike on the inside corner. A cutter at 85. Simpson 0 for 1. He bounced out to second in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Simpson takes strike two. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Brock Wilken, who was playing in a step, now goes back behind third. Plays the shift over towards second. The 0-2 pitch. Simpson rolls it to second. Murray has it. Quickly fires to first. It's in time and Simpson's retired. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. We already want to extend a big hello to Mason and Craig tuning in from the Checkers Clubhouse. The pitch to Morgan is a slider that just misses off the inside corner for ball one. Mason and Craig, a terrific job in that Checkers clubhouse. Craig, the home clubhouse manager. Mason, one of his assistants. The 1-0 delivery. Morgan pops it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Morgan drew a walk back in the first inning. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. A sinker with a lot of run at 92. The count goes to a ball and two strikes. Keener delivers. Morgan tips it in and out of Kale's mitt. It dribbles behind him. Count stays at a ball and two strikes. It's a 1-0 Checkers lead. One out, nobody on in the top of the third. Keener's 1-2 pitch. Morgan takes away. And the count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Morgan fouls it off his back foot, and he stays alive. That was Keener's 53rd pitch of the night. We're just in the third inning. threw 30 pitches in the first. That kind of inflated his pitch count. It was a quick second, 1-2-3 inning. Morgan chokes up. The 2-2 pitch. He takes away and the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Keener delivers. Morgan fouls it back. Sinker in on the hands at 92. And the count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch is lifted in a left for a base hit. Went right beyond Brown and Wilkin. Warren quickly fires it in. Morgan's reached base twice tonight. Brings up the righty, Carson Williams. 0 for 1 tonight with a hard line out to the center in the first inning. Tying runs at first. Go-ahead runs at the plate. Lefty Keener stares at Morgan. Now checks over. Morgan's back in plenty of time. Keener comes in. Stares at first. Morgan dances. Now the pitch. It's a called strike on the inside corner. A changeup at 81. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Morgan takes his lead. This is a Biscuit team that loves to run. The 0-1 pitch. Called the ball at the knees, and the count evens 1-1. They enter today 42 stolen bases in 23 games this month. As a team, they've averaged almost 2 per game this season. One of the best marks in the entirety of Double A. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away. Morgan takes his lead off first. Martinez holds him on. Murray at second, basically behind the bag. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him tied up in on the hands. And the count evens 2-2. That was a cutter at 87 from Keener. Counts two balls and two strikes with one away. Keener checks over to first. Martinez slaps the tag on Morgan, but he's back in time standing. And that's Keener's second disengagement this plate appearance. Next time he throws over, he has to get Morgan, or else Morgan gets a free pass to second. The 2-2 pitch. Rolled weakly to third. Wilkin to his left, grabs it, goes to Murray at second for one. On to first, not in time. Morgan just beats it out. Then Williams just beats it out. Morgan's retired. And now two away with the runner on for the lefty, Xavier Isaac. Isaac's 1-for-1. Single to right back in the first inning. It's a 1-0 Checkers lead in the third. Keener delivers. Dribbled foul off cam and then off the home plate umpire Elliot Melton. The count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing and it's fouled off. Way out of play on the third base side, and Keener gets ahead at no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. It's a 1-0 Checkers lead in the top of the third. Keener delivers. Isaac takes low. Kale blacks it up into the right-handed batter's box. The count goes to 1-2. Williams takes his lead off first. Martinez holds him on. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ties him up on an 80-mile-an-hour slider. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 2.5, and it's a 1-0 Shuckers lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
The brand new Shuckers shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
We welcome you back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. David Blake alongside you on a gorgeous night for baseball at Keyser Federal Park. If you're in the area, want to see some good baseball, Shuckers battling for a playoff spot. Until it's time to get out, it's just the bottom of the third inning. As the righty Nick Cale leads things off for the Shuckers against the righty Trevor Martin. Martin's first pitch of the frame is a called strike one on the inside corner of fastball at 91. Cale, right-handed bat, hitting 154 this year with a 257 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Cale takes low and away, a slider at 86. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Cale fouls it back and out of play. Slider that hung up a little bit top of the zone. Count goes to 1-2. Foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. The 1-2 pitch misses off the outside corner. Keegan got a little tied up there. The count evens 2-2. That pitch really almost handcuffed Keegan behind the plate. Turned his glove over to grab it. The 2-2 pitch for Martin. Called strike three. Fastball right down the middle at 93. Cale's down looking for the strikeout of the day for Martin in the first out of the inning. Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Shuckers have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. Righty-righty matchup. Martin delivers. Misses up and in. Sparks gets up and out of the way, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Sparks takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Sparks was not originally in the lineup today when it was posted publicly just about 4 o'clock. Casey Martin originally in the ninth spot, unable to play tonight. He got scratched, and Sparks is now in instead. 2-0 pitch. Called strike tap of the zone. Cutter at 89, and the count goes to 2-1. Sparks this year hitting 275, 7 homers, 35 driven in, and a 329 OBP. The 2-1 pitch. Misses off the outside corner, a slider at 85. And the count runs to 3-1. And on Military Appreciation Night at the ballpark, a couple of big airplanes flying on by, headed for Key Square Air Force Base. The 3-1 pitch. Sparks drives it out to deep left. Edsel back on it. Warning track. Wall runs out of room. Leaps. Gone. The Shuckers double their lead on Sparks' eighth homer of the year. And it's 2-0. That was clobbered off the bat at 100 miles an hour. It goes 378 feet. Back to the top of the order in the righty, Ethan Murray. It's the second homer for Sparks in his last 10 games. He's now driven in 8 over that span. The pitch from Martin. It is a called strike 1 in the outside corner to the righty Murray. Murray struck out looking in the first. Now the 0-1 pitch. Slider misses low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. This is low and away with a slider, and the count goes to 2-1. Well, the Shuckers yesterday, 4 runs and 11 hits. Today, they have 2 hits, and well, both of them have made run scoring very easy. Both of them have been homers, and it's 2-0. The 2-1 delivery. Murray fouls it straight back, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The 2-2 pitch. Murray smacks it left side of the infield. Taylor spears it towards his left at third, fires to Morgan at first. It's in time, and Murray's retired for the second out. And up comes the lefty Connor Scott. 2 out, nobody on. Scott 0-for-1 today with a pop out to third. The pitch for Martin. Scott takes the strike on the inside corner. It's a fastball at 91. The 0-1 delivery. Martin swings and rolls it right side of the infield. Morgan to his left. Instead, it's Murray who grabs it. The second baseman fires to first and then ends the inning. Shuckers get back on the board. In the inning, 1 run on 1 hit. A solo shot from Lamar Sparks. No errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fourth. Shuckers 2. Biscuits nothing on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Bob.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Dominic Keegan leads things off for the Biscuits as we move to the fourth. Shockers lead it 2-0 thanks to two solo shots. One from Lamar Sparks, another from Brock Wilkin. The lefty Tate Keener's back to work. He's been terrific. Worked around a little bit of traffic as well. His first pitch of the inning comes home. It's smacked to third, hops over the bag. Wilkin backhands it, gathers, fires across the diamond, and it's in time. Brock Wilkin, a homer and two real nice defensive plays tonight. Keegan's retired for the first out. And it brings up the lefty, Matthew Etzel. It's a 2-0 Biscuits lead. 2-0 Shockers lead over the Biscuits as the lefty Matthew Etzel digs in. The pitch home. Etzel takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to no balls and one strike. The 0-1 pitch. Etzel swings and misses. Slider at 85, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Etzel struck out swinging back in the first inning. And he's down to the count here, no balls and two strikes, the former Southern Miss Golden Eagle. The 0-2 delivery. Etzel takes off the outside corner, a slow sweeper at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ties him up. Sweeper off the outside corner at 77. Keener picks up his fourth strikeout of the night. First one on the sweeper, and up comes the lefty, Braden Taylor. It's a 2-0 Shockers lead in the top of the fourth inning. Two out, nobody on. Keener fires home. Popped up. Out to left, Warren in on it, leaps a little bit, and he makes the catch. That was a sinker right in on the hands. Turned into an easy play for Warren out left. It's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we're through 3.5. Shockers 2, Biscuits nothing on the Shockers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Way into the bottom of the fourth, Shuckers 2, Biscuits nothing. On a beautiful Wednesday night in Biloxi, 85 degrees, a little bit of a breeze in from right. And Brock Woken leads it off from the right side to start the inning. He took out the rocket launcher back in the first. It is 15th homer of the season over the left field wall off the bat at 104 miles an hour. And he steps in for his second plate appearance tonight. Righty Trevor Martin out of the windup comes home. Woken takes off the outside corner and the count goes to 1-0. The home run for Woken is 15th of the season. Ties Xavier Warren for the most RBIs on the team with 46. The 1-0 pitch. Slider is a called strike at 84, and the count evens 1-1. It was Wilkins' first homer of the month. Prior to the first inning, last time he had hit a homer was July 31st against Racket City. The 1-1 pitch. Wilkin tanks it foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. Wilkin has really started to show signs of breaking out of a little bit of a skid at the plate. Entered yesterday 0 for 15 in his last five. Then crushed three different baseballs. One of them fell for a hit. It was a long ground rule double. And today steps up and smashes a homer in his first AB. A lot of hard contact these last 2 days from Wilkin. Martin delivers. Wilkin takes way outside. It flies by Keegan off the backstop. And the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Wilkin takes off the outside corner. It's a slider at 85. And the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. We'll see if Martin tries to attack him here. Full count with nobody out. Now the pitch. Wilkin pops a slider foul behind home plate and out of play. We'll do it again. Martin stares in. The payoff pitch. Wilkin takes strike three. Top of the zone, fastball at 92. It's Martin's fifth strikeout of the night. Four of them have been looking. And it brings up the left to Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez 0 for 1 today with a swinging strikeout back in the first. He stands tall in the left-handed box. He gets the first pitch of the AB from Martin. It's called strike one at the knees at 93. It's a matchup of two tall guys. Martin on the mound, 6'5". Martinez at the plate is 6'6". The 1-1 pitch. Misses off the outside corner, a changeup at 85. And the count evens 1-1. That was the pitch that Martin got Martinez swinging on. Got the strikeout in the second. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Ties him up on a slider inside corner at 86. The count goes to 1-2. Martinez's strikeout on that changeup, the only strikeout tonight recorded by Martin that was not on a fastball. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez takes inside and it bounces into Keegan's mitt. A curveball at 77. The count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch is a called strike three. Change up on the inside corner at 86. That is the fifth looking strikeout recorded by Martin tonight. And it brings up the righty, Eric Brown, Jr. Brown in from the right side with two outs and no one on. Martin delivers. It's a called strike one, a slider at 85. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Chopped third base side foul. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. It's a 2-0 Shuckers lead in the bottom of the fourth. Keegan sends up away. Now the 0-2 pitch. Slider misses down low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Martin about to throw his 59th pitch of the day. It's the most he's thrown in any appearance since August 8th against Pensacola. Last two times out, both bullpen stints. Only threw 47 pitches total. 1-2 pitch. Tag towards left. Edsel in a left center. Makes the catch, and that ends the inning. It is a 1-2-3 frame for Martin. He's retired all five he's faced, second time through the order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Shuckers 2, Biscuits nothing. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years. Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ's Auto Parts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Well, Tate Keener works into the fifth inning for the fifth straight start in Double-A. That's every single start he's made at the Double-A level. And he faces 8-9-1 in the Biscuits order. Shuckers lead it by a 2-0 score. David Blake alongside you. We appreciate you joining us on your Wednesday night. Shuckers have taken a 2-0 lead thanks to two solo homers as Keener fires home. First pitch of the day in the fifth is a called strike one to the righty Tanner Murray. Shuckers got one in the first from Brock Woken, another in the third from Lamar Sparks. Keener's 0-1 delivery. It's taken inside by Murray, and the count evens 1-1. Murray's 0-for-1, lined out to third back in the second. The 1-1 pitch. Murray takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Keener fires. Hammer to deep center. Hall's back on it. Towards the warning track. Looks up, and it is off the very top of the batter's eye from Tanner Murray. It's a 2-1 game on a 402-foot shot. Murray touches home. It's his fifth homer of the year, team leading 57th run driven in. Off the bat at 106 miles an hour. And the Biscuits cut the deficit in half. Brings up the righty, Drew Baker. We've seen three runs in this game, and all three have come off of homers. The pitch. misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Baker takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. By the way, time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update as Nick Kale calls time and walks out to the mound. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're in the seventh inning stretch in Pensacola. M Braves lead it 2-1 over the Blue Wahoos. Elsewhere, top six, Barons lead Chattanooga 3-1. And through 3.5, the Tennessee Smokies all over the trash pandas. It is a 5-0 Smokies lead. Smokies have a chance to clinch a playoff spot this week by way of winning the second half title in the North Division. Their magic number is 4. Any combination of 4 Smokies wins or 4 Trash Pandas losses, whatever adds up to 4 between Smokies wins and Trash Pandas losses, will eliminate the Trash Pandas and give the division title in the North to the Smokies with just over 2 weeks to go in the regular season. The pitch to the righty, Baker. Swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Meanwhile, the Shuckers are 2.5 games up on the M Braves for the final playoff spot in the South Division. The 2-1 pitch. Baker smacks it to third. Backhanded by Wilkin towards third. Fires to first. In time. Baker's retired. Another nice play from Wilkin at third. And now one away with nobody on for the lefty Chandler Simpson. The Shuckers have some activity in the bullpen. It is Shane Smith. Smith, who had been a starter for most of the year with the Shuckers, warming up for a bullpen appearance. The pitch to the lefty Simpson is smacked out towards left center. Warren's back on it. The left fielder's under it. Then he makes the catch quickly, two away. And the lefty Trey Morgan digs in. Time to take a look at the Text the Booth line. You can join the broadcast, 601-514-0776. We'd like to say a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. Ethan Murray's Aunt Cheryl tuning in from Houston. A big hello to Karen tuning in from Annapolis, Maryland. Dominic in the third base camera well as well. The pitch tipped into Kalesman. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. And a big hello to Kane and Sarah tuning in down the right field line on the beach chairs at Keesler Federal Park. 0-1 pitch. Morgan smacks it to left. Warren is back on it at the warning track. Reaches up, makes the catch right before he runs out of room. And that ends the inning. Keener's through 5 for the fourth time in 5 double-A starts. One run, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. It's 5 innings, a one-run ball. Halfway through in Biloxi. 2-1 Shuckers on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
We We head to the bottom of the fifth, and Adam Hall digs in to face the new right-handed pitcher, Evan Reifert. Trevor Martin, done after four innings, gives up two runs on two solo homers. And the former Brewer farmhand, Evan Reifert, faces the righty Hall. Reifert's first pitch is a check swing, fouled off into the Shuckers dugout. It rattles around. Almost got Casey Hunt on the back of the noggin. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hall tonight, 0-for-1, struck out looking back in the second. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Martin went through four innings and 58 pitches, six strikeouts, and the wildest thing, five of them were looking. The 0-2 pitch. Hall takes a slider away, and the count goes to 1-2. Reifert makes his 30th appearance of the year. 1.71 ERA in 30 2/3 innings with 13 walks and 48 strikeouts. The 1-2 delivery. Hall swings and misses. He buries his slider in the dirt. Keegan blocks it up, slaps the tag on Hall. And now one away for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren digs in at the back of the left-handed box against the righty Reifert. Switch hitters 0-for-1 today. Reifert delivers. It misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Warren dribbles it foul off the instep of his front foot. And the count evens 1-1. Reifert was traded to the Tampa Bay Rays organization from the Brewers back in the 2021-22 offseason for Mike Brasso. Spent the 2021 season in the Brewers organization after signing as an undrafted free agent by the Crew. 1-1 pitch, misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. He was dominant in 2021 in the Brewers organization, made it all the way up to High A, Wisconsin, where he struck out 87 in 51 innings with a 2.29 ERA. 2-1 pitch is a called strike, a sinker at 95, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. 2-1 checkers in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch is a called strike three. Backdoor is a curveball at 83. And now two away for the righty Nick Cale. It's already eight strikeouts tonight for the Biscuits pitching staff against the Shuckers team that enter today with less strikeouts than anybody else in the Southern League as a ball club. And now two outs, nobody on. 2-1 Shuckers, and the righty Reifert faces the righty Cale. The pitch. Cale takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Cale drives it up the middle by Murray's dive at second and into center. It's a two-out single, and up comes Lamar Sparks. Real nice swing from Cale on a sinker in the inside corner at 96. Threw the hands at it, stroked it up the middle. That brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks last time up, smashed a homer over the wall and left. Two outs, one on. The righty Reifert delivers. Misses away, it gets by Keegan. Flex back to him, and Cale's off to second on the wild pitch. Shuckers have a runner in scoring position, and it's hard to believe, but it's the first time they've had a runner in scoring position tonight. They've scored twice, but both of them have been off of solo homers. Reifert fires. Sparks hits it on one hop to second. Murray gobbles it up on the back of the infield, fires to first, And that ends the inning. Off the bat at 102, but right to Murray. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the sixth, 2-1 Shuckers, and in comes Shane Smith when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
We head to the top of the sixth inning. The Shuckers lead it 2-1, and out of the bullpen for the first time since May is Shane Smith. First pitch, it's a slider that Carson Williams swings and misses on. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Tate Keener, done after five innings, gives up one run on three hits, two walks, and four strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Williams takes a slider on the outside corner for strike two. Smith this year has been terrific. 16 starts, 9 appearances out of the bullpen. Making his first relief appearance since May 12th against the Biscuits. And the pitch, swing and a miss. A nasty slider at 79, and Williams is down on strikes for the first out. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Xavier Isaac. On the year, Smith makes his 26th appearance, a 3.11 ERA in 84 innings, 102 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 204 against him. The pitch to Isaac misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Isaac 1-for-2 today with a single back in the first inning. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead in the sixth. Smith delivers. Swing and a miss. Busts him up with a fastball 95 on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Chops foul back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Smith comes home. Slider hit on two hops. Scooped up at first by Martinez. Takes it to the bag himself. And Isaac's retired for the second out. Time to take 10 seconds for station identification. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
We welcome you back to Keyser Federal Park in Biloxi. Alrighty, Shane Smith delivers home. Alrighty, Dominic Keegan takes a fastball up at 95, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have a 2-1 lead. Smith out of the bullpen for the first time since early May. Delivers home. It's a hard slider, and the count evens 1-1. Keegan today 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out to third. The 1-1 pitch from Smith is a called strike. A fastball at 94, and the count goes to 1-2. It'll be interesting to see whether or not this is a relief appearance for Smith or a piggyback with Tate Keener, where Smith is going to go three, four innings to finish this thing out. Count on a ball and two strikes with two away. Smith fires home. Swing and a miss. It is a perfect sixth inning, and he finishes it off with a 94-mile-an-hour heater to pick up his second strikeout of the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through five and a half, and the Shuckers lead it 2-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows that's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
That's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning back at Keyser Federal Park in Biloxi. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead. And it's back to the top of the order for the Shuckers against the former Brewers farmhand, Evan Reifert. Reifert, had a base runner on a single, but works around it with two strikeouts back last inning. Faces Murray, first pitch is a called strike one. It's a slider at 82. And Reifert jumps ahead. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike two, slider at the knees at 83. And Reifert jumps ahead. Murray today 0-for-2, strikeout, a ground out to third. The 0-2 delivery. Called strike three. Dots the slider on the inside corner at 83. And that's three strikeouts and four outs recorded by Reifert. Now one away for the lefty, Connor Scott. Scott's 0-for-2 tonight. In the two spot in the order for the first time this year. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead in the sixth inning. The pitch, chopped, couple of hops to first. Morgan has it, takes it to the bag himself, and Scott grounds out for the second out. Two out, nobody on, and up comes the righty, Brock Wolken. Wilkins won. Well, that 1-for-2 was a mammoth homer back in the first inning. Hit it out on a line, 104 off the bat. It got out in a hurry for his first homer of the month. It's a 2-1 Shuckers lead. The pitch, he takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers, two runs on three hits. Just a run on three hits for the Biscuits. The 1-0 delivery. Wolken takes away. It bounces into Keegan Smith. The count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Misses up and in, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. We'll see if Woken has the green light here. Ryford settles something over the plate. Coming in at 95 with Woken swinging. We'll get out in a hurry. The 3-0 pitch. And he takes away, flies to the screen. And even if he did have the green light, he wasn't swinging anyways. That pitch is in the left-handed batter's box. And up comes Ernesto Martinez Jr. Two out, one on. It's a 2-1 Checkers lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Martinez tonight 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. Morgan holds on Woken at first. Ryford out of the stretch, delivers. Martinez drives it. This thing is demolished. Deep left center, and it is gone. Off the bat at 104, it's Martinez's 10th of the year, and the Shuckers take a 4-1 lead. Martinez touches home. It is hard to hit a ball much harder than that. 104 off the bat. It gets out of line in a hurry, and the Shuckers are up big. It's 4-1 here in a pitcher's duel. Martinez now up to 47 runs driven in, and he's up to 10 homers on the year. Pitch to Brown. Is a called strike on the inside corner. As soon as Martinez made contact, you knew that thing was out of here. The 0-1 pitch to Brown. He takes a slider at the knees, and the count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. It's a 4-1 Checkers lead. Brown calls time and steps out. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner at 83. And that ends the inning. And not before the Checkers extend the lead to 3. It's a 2-run shot from Ernesto Martinez Jr. 2 runs, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left on base. 4-1 Checkers after 6. We go to the 7th on the Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
A home run derby's broken out in Biloxi. We go to the 7th, and the Checkers have a 4-1 lead. 5 runs in this game. All 5 have come off of 4 homers between these two teams. Checkers have 3. Biscuits have 1. Shane Smith fires. First pitch is a called strike 1 to the lefty Matthew Etzel. And we're off and running here in the 7th. It was a 10-pitch 6th inning from Shane Smith. Struck out 2 in the inning. Etzel today is 0 for 2. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Edsel 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. He has not had a fun series back in the state where he played college in the state of Mississippi. The 1-1 pitch. Edsel dribbles it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Edsel played his college ball just up the road at Southern Miss in Hattiesburg, about an hour north of here. This series, 0 for 7 with 5 strikeouts. Smith delivers. Edsel bloops it over Wilkins' head, and it drops into short left for a single. Well, he didn't hit it hard, but he hit it in the right spot. Warren fires it in, and Edsel snaps a 2-game hitless streak. And it brings up the lefty, Braden Taylor. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game's gone final. Earlier today, the Quad Cities River Bandits took down the Wisconsin Timber Antlers 3-1. Pitch to Taylor. He's fouled off the instep of his front foot. Oh, that's just got to hurt. You could see it deflect right off the ankle, and that is a painful walk up the first baseline right now for Taylor. He's down in a crouch. Manager Kevin Bowles is out alongside trainer James Ramsdell. Gives us a minute to finish up the scoreboard update. Well, he takes a moment. Hunched over outside the first baseline. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Nashville Sounds are all over the Charlotte Knights, a 12-5 lead. Bottom nine, the Mudcats lead the Lynchburg Hillcats 7-2. And they're through four at the big league level. Freddie Peralta, former Biloxi Shacker, getting the start tonight for the Brewers. They're scoreless with the Giants through four. Shackers here are up by a 4-1 tally in the top of the seventh. It looks like Taylor's going to be able to stay in this game. Taylor digs back in. It's a 4-1 Shackers lead. Every run in this game has scored on a homer. Taylor down in the count, no balls and a strike. And the righty Smith delivers. Curveball misses low. And the count evens 1-1. Edsel takes his lead off first. Martinez holds him on. Checkers infield with the lefty up, shifts towards first. The righty Smith delivers. Called the strike of the inside corner. That was a gorgeous curveball at 79. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Smith checks over to first. Edsel gets back in time. It deflects off Martinez's mitt towards the Checkers bullpen. Murray sprints after it, grabs it. Edsel rounds second and heads to third. And it's fired back into the infield. It is an error that moves Edsel to third. It goes down as an E1. And the count's still at 1-2 to Taylor. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Edsel takes his lead off third. Time runs on deck now for the Biscuits. The 1-2 pitch. Taylor drives it to right. Sparks in on it. Makes the catch at his knees. And it holds Edsel at third. Sparks has a strong arm over there in right. Edsel thought twice before going home. And now one away for the righty, Tanner Murray. It's a 4-1 Checkers lead, top of the seventh inning. Rennie Murray now digs in. Homer to dead center back in the fifth inning for the only run of the day for the Biscuits. Smith fires home. Swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone at 94. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Well, we're coming up on the end of the season, and the Shuckers, throughout the last couple of years, have been the haven for the Brewers' minor league pitcher of the year. Last year, it was Carlos Rodriguez who won it. I mean, I have to think, Shane Smith is putting together quite the resume. 0-1 pitch is fouled back, and the count goes 0-2. And he's putting it together as a guy who was signed as an undrafted free agent. Came into this year, and everyone thought he was likely going to be a back-end bullpen piece. Turned into a starter, and as a starter, had a sub-3 ERA. On the year, a 30% strikeout rate in both roles. The pitch tipped foul back to the screen, and the count stays at 0-2. Entering today, a 3-1-1 ERA, 25 walks in 84 innings. That is a 7% walk rate, a 30% strikeout rate, and opponents are hitting 202 against him. And this is a guy who a couple of years ago was at Wake Forest, and the guy was plagued with injuries throughout his college career. 0-2 pitch is fouled off first base side and out of play. And the count stays at 0-2. Smith, the guy who last year pitched in his first full season, made it up to Double-A at the very end, started out the year in Carolina, and this year with the Shuckers in Double-A has just been nothing short of terrific. 0-2 pitch. Popped up on the infield behind the mound. Martinez, the first baseman, under it, and he makes the catch. Two away, and it brings up the righty, Drew Baker. It's almost one of those situations for Smith where he can quite literally pitch in any situation and any role you want to put him in, whether it's starting, relieving, closing, long man out of the bullpen. He seems to be good in just about everything. Two out, runner on third. Righty Smith delivers to the righty Baker. Is a called strike at the knees. Cutter at 90 miles an hour, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. You think, without a doubt, Smith likely ticketed to be a Southern League All-Star with the season he's put together, especially the second half of the year. 0-1 pitch. Baker chops it foul, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. But we'll see. Awards usually given out at the end of September. Southern League awards usually come out right around the last week of the season, which the Shuckers wrap up the regular season on the 15th. Smith ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes, two out. Fires home to Baker. Misses low. Cale blocks it up. The 1-2 pitch. Baker drives it foul. First base side and out of play. The count stays at 1-2. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-2 pitch. Driven towards center by Murray, and it's down for a base hit. Hall charges and grabs it. Etzel scores. It's an RBI single for Baker, and it's a 4-2 ball game. It's Baker's 42nd RBI of the year. And the lefty Chandler Simpson at the top of the order now digs in. Shuckers bullpen starts to get moving, and it is Blake Hollop who's picked up a baseball. The pitch to Simpson. He swings and drives it towards third, and it's by Wilkin into left. Warren picks it up. Baker to second. And the tying run's now on. Simpson single and a Baker single has put runners on first and second with two away. And it brings up the lefty, Trey Morgan. It's a matchup. Two guys who attended schools that won the College World Series last year. Shane Smith at Wake Forest, Trey Morgan at LSU. Two out, two on. The pitch. Morgan takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. There's a lot of speed on the base paths. Chandler Simpson, 59 stolen bases in AA, 90 on the season. He's at first. Baker's at second. He has 39 in 50 attempts. The 1-0 pitch. Misses low. Cale blocks it up. The count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Morgan swings and misses. A powerful cut. And he whips on a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Counts a 2-1. Both runners dance. Now the 2-1 pitch. It's a called strike two on the outside corner at 95. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's a 4-2 Shankers lead in the top of the seventh. The 2-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Both runners go. The pitch is lifted. Foul ball, third base side and out of play. And the count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. The payoff pitch, runners off. It misses up and away, and they're loaded up for Carson Williams. Baker to third, Simpson to second, Morgan to first. And with Blake Holub ready to go in the bullpen, Del Pena is out of the dugout. The Shunkers will make a pitching change. Bases loaded, two away. It's a 4-2 Shunkers lead. And in comes Holub. Back after this in the Shunkers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Bases loaded, two away in the top of the seventh inning. In comes the righty Blake Holub to face the righty Carson Williams. It's a 4-2 Shuckers lead. Champing Blake back alongside you. Blake Holub in for the righty Shane Smith. The bases are loaded. First pitch of his day. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Holub this year has been a star for the Shuckers. Makes his 16th appearance. It's his 19 innings in those 15 appearances. Has not allowed an earned run. 2 walks and 23 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Holub has inherited six runners this year. Just one of them have scored. He inherits three here. Baker at third, Simpson at second, Morgan at first. Shuckers holding a 4-2 lead right now. The pitch spins off a slider, and it's a called strike at 84, top of the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. Williams is 0-3 tonight, line out, strikeout, and he's grounded into a fielder's choice. The 2-1 delivery. Williams fouls it off Nick Cale's mask behind the plate, and the count evens 2-2. That was some high-octane stuff at 96 from Holub. The 2-2 pitch. Check swing does not go, and the slider misses away. The count goes full with two away. Everybody will be off and running. Morgan at first, Simpson at second, Baker at third. Holub comes set. Now the payoff pitch. Runners go. Williams rolls it to third. Woken gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to first. And Blake Holub works out of the jam. One run, three hits, one error, three runners left on base. Time to stretch in Biloxi. 4-2 Shuckers on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the seventh, and the Biscuits go to their star out of the bullpen in the lefty Keyshawn Askew. Face the righty Adam Hall. First pitch of the frame. Misses. No, it's a called strike one. Evan Reifert done after he goes two innings, faces exactly nine batters. Gives up two runs on two hits, one walk and four strikeouts. Askew's 0-1 pitch. Check swing. There's a called strike on the inside corner, a sinker at 92. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Askew makes his 46th appearance of the year. His ERA is at a 1.60 in 56 and a third innings. Askew out of the stretch delivers. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. 34 walks, 61 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 203 against him. Hall, meanwhile, 0-2 at the plate tonight with two strikeouts. Askew delivers. Hall takes strike three. Curveball at 78. And now one away for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Askew, the 24-year-old lefty and a native of Powder Springs, Georgia, faces off against the switch hitter Warren. Up from the right side for the first time tonight. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren, 0 for 2 tonight is lefty. Advances a righty against the lefty Askew here in the seventh. 4-2 Shuckers, one out, nobody on. The 1-0 pitch. Warren takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. It was interesting talking to Warren yesterday for yesterday's pregame interview about being a switch hitter. He touched on the fact that it's two different swings. The 2-0 pitch. Warren takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. Sinker at 93. And it makes sense, but that's something you'd think about at first, that guys who are switch hitters have to fine-tune two different swings. Warren said you'd like to have the same thing for both sides, but just kind of all depends. 3-0 pitch. He chops it up the middle. Williams to his left at short, grabs it, slings it quickly to first, and retires Warren for the out. Two out, nobody on, and up comes the righty Nick Hill. It's a 4-2 Shuckers lead in the bottom of the seventh. Two outs and nobody on. Kale today, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Askew fires. It misses off the inside corner for ball one. Shuckers lead at 4-2. All four runs for the Shuckers have come off of three different homers. The 1-0 pitch. Kale takes up and away. A changeup at 79, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Kale takes inside. And the count runs to 3-0, with sinker at 93. The 3-0 delivery. Kale takes inside. Almost gets him in that right-handed box. And for the second straight inning, the second straight time that Kale's come up, he's reached with two away. Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. It's a 4-2 Shuckers lead in the last of the seventh. One on with two away. And up comes the righty Sparks. Askew delivers. Sparks takes a strike on the inside corner. A changeup at 79. Sparks today 1-for-2. He smashed his eighth homer of the year back in the third inning. A rocket line drive that got out of left in a hurry. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. And for Sparks, it's continued what has been a terrific second half for him. The 1-1 pitch. Sparks takes away. And the count goes to 2-1. Entering today, Sparks in the second half of the season, hitting .314 with a .360 OBP. Five homers, now six, and an .838 OPS. The 2-1 pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. The Shuckers team has talked a lot about how, at the end of the first half, you just wipe the slate clean. Shuckers finished the first half 30-37. The offense exploded in a big-time way throughout the month of July. The pitch rocketed out to right. Baker races over on it into foul territory. He makes the catch on the run right next to the Shuckers bullpen. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the eighth. Shuckers lead at 4-2 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi, Mississippi for 100 years. Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Luxie, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
We end of the eighth, and Blake Holub is back out for his first full inning on the hill. Checkers have a 4-2 lead. Holub came in with the bases loaded and two away and stranded them loaded. Faces the lefty Xavier Isaac to lead off the eighth inning. Checkers have a 4-2 lead. Holub delivers. Isaac takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 94. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Holub finalized Shane Smith's line. Gave up a run on three hits in an inning and two-thirds. The pitch, swing and a miss. Tied him up big time with a slider on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. For Smith, the one run was an earned run. One walk, two strikeouts, and he throws 37 pitches. 0-2 the count here. Ronnie Holub comes set. Now delivers. Isaac takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-2. Isaac tonight, 1-for-3, singled in the first when Tate Keener, the bases loaded and two away in the first inning, worked out of that. And Isaac's been hitless since. Strikeout and a ground out. The pitch, swing and a miss. Challenged him with 95 high. And Holub picks up the strikeout. Brings up the righty, Dominic Keegan. One out, nobody on in the eighth. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. And Pensacola has lost to Mississippi. A 2-1 final, and Braves win it. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 95, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. If the Checkers hold on and win tonight, they'll maintain a 2.5-game lead on the Braves for the final playoff spot, and the Blue Wahoos will drop back to 4 games behind the Checkers. 0-1 pitch, punched foul, first base side and out of play, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Meanwhile, Tennessee is looking to make it, so their next win against Rocket City in this series would clinch the North Division title in the second half. The Smokies are up 5-1 through 7.5. Meanwhile, top nine, the Barons, are up 6-1 on the Lookouts. Final stages of that one. Here it's 4-2 Checkers. 0-2 the count. Holub delivers. Keegan drives it foul, first base side and out of play. And the count stays at 0-2. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167. No balls, two strikes, one away. Holub fires. Check swing. First base umpire says he does not go at the slider. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Now the pitch. Called strike three. That's a slider on the inside corner at 88, and it's back-to-back strikeouts from Holub. Two out, nobody on. And it brings up the lefty, Matthew Etzel. Came around to score back in the seventh. Reached on a single, went to third on an error.
You got this one, Blake.
And came home on a Drew Baker RBI single. It's a 4-2 lead for the Checkers in the eighth. Holub fires. This is up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Hey, Shuckers fans, reminder, Shuckers back in action tomorrow night with Thirsty Thursday, presented by PBR Coca-Cola and Kicker 108. 6:35 p.m. first pitch. The 1-0 delivery. Edsel fouls it off. Third base side, and the count evens 1-1. Fans can enjoy $2 PBR cans, traps, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Count evens at 1-1. Remember, gates open 5:30 tomorrow, 6:35 first pitch. The pitch is a called strike two on the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Fans can also cash in almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes the reserve level tickets and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. You can get them all at BiloxiShuckers.com. Tickets still available. The 1-2 pitch. Edsel takes low and inside. A slider at 88. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Holub delivers. Edsel fouls it back. Slider at 88, and the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Holub comes set. Now the pitch. Edsel takes low. It's a slider at 86, and the count goes to 3-2. Pitch. Edsel hits it on one hop off the first base bag and a deflection to right. Sparks grabs it. Martinez completely laid out for it. And I don't think I've ever seen a ball hit off the first base bag like it did. It hit it flush. And it is a tough luck single for the Shuckers to give up. Brings up the tying run, Braden Taylor. That was off the bat at 97. And Edsel's on. Shuckers now have Justin Yeager up in the bullpen. Two out, one on, 4-2 Shuckers in the eighth. The pitch, Taylor takes low. It's a slider at 88, and the count goes to 1-0. Taylor's 0-3 tonight, two flyouts and a strikeout. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner at 94. And the count evens 1-1. Holub comes set. Stares in. Now the righty fires. Runner off to second. Swing and a miss. Kale's throw to second from his knees is not in time. And it rolls into center. Edsel didn't realize it at first. And he stays put at second. It's Edsel's 13th stolen base of the year, the 194th of the season for the Biscuits. Second most out of any team in the Southern League. And the count's at a ball and two strikes to the lefty Taylor. It's a 4-2 Shuckers lead in the top of the eighth. Ronnie Holub stares in. Now the pitch. Chopped foul towards the Shuckers dugout and into the camera well. Count stays at 1-2. One more. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him swing on a slider. And Holub strands a runner in scoring position and strikes out three. The score was eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 7.5. It's a 4-2 Shuckers lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans. This is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Bruce Hard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. The Biscuits go back to the bullpen as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is the righty Jack Hartman who comes in for the lefty Keyshawn Askew. Shuckers lead it 4-2. Hartman fires. Righty Ethan Murray takes a slider for strike one. Askew goes just an inning. Gives up no runs on no hits. One walk and one strikeout. The 0-1 delivery. Murray swings and misses. A slider that keeps on moving off the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hartman makes his 10th double-A appearance of the year with a 4.66 ERA in 9 2/3 innings. The 0-2 pitch, Murray takes low. It bounces in front of the plate. And the count goes to 1-2. Hartman has struck out 10, but he's allowed a homer, 10 hits, 6 walks, and opponents hitting .263 against him. One and two the count to the leadoff man, Murray. 0-3 tonight. Hartman fires. Check swing. And it's called strike three. Fastball at 98 from Hartman. Murray's down looking for the third time tonight. One out, nobody on, and the lefty Connor Scott digs in. Hartman delivers. Scott takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Hartman, the 26-year-old righty out of Peachtree City, Georgia. The 1-0 pitch. Scott drives it towards center. Simpson in on it, and he makes the catch on the run. Scott's retired for the second out. Now two away, and up comes Brock Wilkin. Hartman's got quite the connection to the Shuckers. And Shuckers reliever Caleb Bowman. Hartman went to App State, played on the baseball team, and during that time, his roommate was Caleb Bowman. Two out, nobody on. Hartman comes home. Wilkin takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Last time the Shuckers were in Montgomery, back in early August, it was the first time that Hartman and Bowman had ever faced off against each other since college. 1-0 pitch. Wilkin takes a strike, and the count evens 1-1. Wilkin today, 1-for-2, with a walk and a homer. The 1-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Hartman was drafted in the fourth round by the Pirates back in 2020. Traded over from the Pirates in November of the 2022-23 offseason. Now here in Double-A with the Biscuits. The 2-1 pitch to Wilkin misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Herman's got a high-octane fastball. He's hit 97 a couple times, has gotten up to 98 tonight. He comes set. Now the 3-1 pitch. Wilkin fouls it back to the top of the screen, and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. Wilkin swings and misses. A slider at 88 ends the inning. And Hartman retires the side in order, and he strikes out two. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the ninth. Justin Yeager's in for the Pafford EMS save opportunity when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com. This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We go to the ninth, and it is a Pafford EMS save opportunity. Visit them today at Pafford, PAFFORDEMS.com. Justin Yeager is in for the Shuckers. And the Shuckers hold a 4-2 lead over the Montgomery Biscuits. Yeager's in for the righty, Blake Holub, who's done after an inning and a third scoreless. He stranded three inherited runners when he entered. No runs, no walks, and three strikeouts. And in comes Yeager, who leads the Shuckers with 15 stolen bases this year, 15 saves in 2024. Yeager fires home to the righty Murray. First pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Yeager just stands there on the mound and stares down the home plate umpire. Yeager makes his 41st appearance of the year, 3.50 ERA in 43 and two-thirds innings. 15 walks and 48 strikeouts. The pitch. It's a slider. That time it's called a strike. Right on the inside corner. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 2-2. Shuckers, 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error tonight for the Biscuits. 2 runs, 7 hits. And no errors. Murray's 1-for-3 tonight with a solo shot off the top of the batter's eye in center. The 2-1 pitch popped up towards short center. Murray, the second baseman, sprints out. Hall sprints in. Sparks is in as well. Hall, at the very last moment, takes charge, and he makes the catch. Murray's retired for the first out. Brings up the righty, Drew Baker. Baker is 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI single. 4-2 Shuckers in the ninth. Hager fires. Check swing. Does not go in a slider that misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike, and the count evens at 1-1. The pitch popped up, first base side, and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Baker takes a slider just low. And the count evens 2-2. Jaeger comes set. Now the pitch. Baker takes low, and the count goes full. Jaeger sets. Now the 3-2 pitch. Baker pops it up. Out beyond first. Murray, the second baseman, charges over towards the foul line. One step before foul territory. He makes the catch. And he also makes sure to stutter step so he doesn't step on the foul line. The Biscuits are down to their final out. Brings up the lefty, Chandler Simpson. Simpson tonight is 1-for-4. He's singled in the seventh. Two ground outs and a fly out. As it is a 4-2 Shuckers lead. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the ninth inning. Wilkin plays in at third. Jaeger fires. Misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Simpson takes a slider low, just below the knees. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Simpson takes a strike at the knees. That's where Jaeger's keeping things. Counts at 2 balls and a strike. Everything is low. Almost trying to induce a ground ball from Simpson. The 2-1 pitch. Check swing. Third base umpire says he goes around, and the count evens 2-2. That was another slider at the knees. This time he went a little bit away. And the Biscuits are down to their final strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Jaeger delivers. Lifted towards left center. Hall sprints after it into the alleyway. He's got room, and this thing's over. Hall holds it in, and the Shuckers win by a 4-2 final, and Jaeger picks up his 16th save of the season. What an all-around night from the Shuckers. Pinching staff, terrific. Blake Holub and Justin Jaeger shut it down. Tate Keener, terrific working around traffic. And the Shuckers hit 3 homers from 3 different players. Ernesto Martinez Jr., a 2-run shot. Brock Wilkin, a solo shot. And Lamar Sparks, a solo shot as well, as the Shuckers gain a game on Pensacola. Shuckers now 4 games ahead of Pensacola. They maintain a 2.5-game lead on Mississippi. Final playoff spot in the South Division. Shuckers now 17 games to go. Biscuits drop to 70-52 on the season. 30-23 in the second half, while the Shuckers get to 59-60 on the season. 29-23 in the second half. David Blackwell will be joined in a moment by our Ground Zero Blues Club player of the game. There's a lot to choose from, whether it's Tate Keener, a real nice start, He earns the win. Now 3-1 through five double-A starts with an ERA below 3.5. You got Lamar Sparks and Brock Wilkin, both big-time nights. Wilkin hitting his first homer in the month of August. A mammoth line drive short, or Ernesto Martinez Jr., a massive two-run shot that got out in a hurry. Lamar Sparks as well as an option. We'll see who it is here in a moment. Shuckers get a big-time win. Your final score, Shuckers, 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error. 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for the Biscuits. And it is Tate Keener, who's alongside David Blackwell.
Hey, man, look, you go 5, 4 strikeouts. You only give up the 1 run. Good, solid night on a nice, comfortable night here on a Military Wednesday.
Yeah, it was fun. Settled in after the first.
Round two coming up. Yeah, so tell us, you were feeling it tonight.
First inning was a little rough, falling behind the counts, but got back to it, trusted defense, and let them put up some runs and settle down.
Yeah, complete team effort, offensive support all the way around. Just a little bit more than you needed, but it's got to feel good. Let's come back and do it tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Go Shuckers.
Hey, big time thank you to Tate Keener joining David Blackwell on the field for our Ground Zero Blues Club player of the game. He endured the Powerade bath. I think that might be his first year at the AA level as the Shuckers get a big-time 4-2 win, gain a game on Pensacola, and maintain a 2.5-game lead for the final playoff spot in the South Division. We'll take a break when we come back. Time for totals, scores, and more on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Well, what a night for the Biloxi Shuckers. They get an early lead thanks to a solo shot from Brock Wilkin in the first inning. Tate Keener works around the bases loaded and two away in the first inning with a strikeout. And the Shuckers from there, a big-time win, a 4-2 winner as we welcome you inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi or visit them online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Javik Blake alongside you. Shuckers, 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error. for the Biscuits. Two runs, seven hits, and no errors. The Biscuits, who enter today having won 5 of 6, fall to 70-52 on the season, 30-23 in the second half, while the Shuckers improve to 59-60, 29-23 in the second half. Your winning pitcher is Tate Keener, who lowers his ERA through 5 AA starts to a 3.55. Now has wins in 3 of his 4 decisions here at the AA level. Trevor Morton gets the loss, falls to 1-3. Well, the save goes to Justin Yeager, who pitches a perfect ninth inning and does it in just 15 pitches, 2 flyouts and a popout to pick up his 16th save of the season. That leads the Shuckers, and entering today, that puts Yeager in first place for the league leader in the Southern League in saves. Breaks a tie between him and Austin Roberts. Time to take a look at the scoring summary. There is a lot of homers. 6 runs in this game. All but one of those runs came in off a homer. Checker started it early. Brock Wolk in a laser beam out to left. He picked up the bracket early. 104 off the bat, 366 feet. It's his team-leading 15th of the year, and it gave the Checkers a 1-0 lead. Then in the third inning, Lamar Sparks got in on the fun. His 8th homer of the year, his 6th in the second half of the season, off the bat at 100 miles an hour. It goes 378 feet, gave the Checkers a 2-0 lead. In the 5th inning, Tanner Murray made it a 2-1 game with a 402-foot shot off the batter's eye in center, left him at 106 miles an hour, but the Shuckers took a 4-1 lead on a 2-run shot from Ernesto Martinez Jr., his 10th of the season and his 3rd here in the second half. A 2-run shot left the bat at 104 miles an hour, got out in the blink of an eye and traveled 386 feet. The 1 run that did not come home on a homer was an RBI single from Drew Baker in the 7th. And that is your final. Shuckers 4, Biscuits 2. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for the Biscuits. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Visit them today, 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, or visit them online at groundzerobiloxi.com. Shuckers win it by a 4-2 final. They even up this series at a game apiece. Shuckers 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error. All the Biscuits 2 runs on 7 hits with no errors. With the win, the Shuckers improved to 59-60 on the season, 29-23 in the second half. while the Biscuits fall to 70-52 on the season, 30-23 in the second half. Checkers get the winning. The win tonight, the winning pitcher is Tate Keener. Goes five innings, gives up just one run on four strikeouts. He improves to 3-1. Trevor Martin, the loss, falls to 1-3. Justin Yeager, a perfect ninth inning, gets his league-leading 16th save of the season. Time to take a look around the Southern League and the scores around the Brewers organization as well. Both are brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game still in action. The Tennessee Smokies one out away from needing one more win this series to clinch the North Division in the second half. They lead Rapid City by a 5-1 score. Finals elsewhere, the big important one for the Biloxi Checkers. The Mississippi Braves take down the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a 2-1 final. With that win, Mississippi is now at 27-26 in the second half. They still remain 2.5 games behind the Checkers for the final playoff spot in the South Division. With the loss, Pensacola moves to 4 back of the Checkers. Both those teams have 16 games left to go. The Checkers have 17 left to go remaining in the regular season, including a 6-game set with the M Braves to finish out the regular season here at Keesler Federal Park starting on September 10th. The other final, the Birmingham Barons take down the Chattanooga Lookouts by a 7-1 final. The Barons now at 24-29 in the second half, 65-57 overall. The Lookouts at 39-82 on the season, 19-33 in the second half. Time to take a look around at the Brewers organization. The reigning Southern League Pitcher of the Year, Carlos Rodriguez, goes 7 strong innings, picks up his 8th win of the year as the Nashville Sounds defeat the Charlotte Knights by a 12-2 final. Finals elsewhere in single A, the Carolina Mudcats defeat the Lynchburg Hillcats by a 7-3 final in a matchup of the very different kinds of cats. The Mudcats named after catfish, the Hillcats named after, well, not catfish, cats of the hills. As the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in high A fall by a 3-1 final to the Quad Cities River Bandits. In Milwaukee, the Brewers lead it 5-1 over the San Francisco Giants. They're on the bottom of the 7th at American Family Field. Checkers back at it tomorrow night as the Checkers win it 4-2 tonight. A Thursday night game. It is Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR Coca-Cola and Kicker 108. The Checkers have announced that Nick Merkel, the right-handed arm, will start for the Checkers against the righty O'Neill Currick, 2-0 with a 2.53 ERA. First pitch at 6:35 p.m. Central Time. We'll get underway with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network. Again, Nick Merkel set to make his first start of the season for the Checkers tomorrow night against the righty O'Neill Currick. 6:35 first pitch, 6:15 pregame on the Checkers Radio Network. That'll do it for us tonight. For all of us at the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network, I'm Jay McPlake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Game 3 of this 6-game set. Your final score, Checkers 4, Biscuits 2. And as we bid you adieu, have a great night.